Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoy this message by Kathy Teal. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
A state-of-the-art garlic press, a bright green stuffed toy that lights up and sings Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, a book titled Love is the Way. These are three gifts I received recently from people who know me very well. I love the silly Christmas tree. It makes me smile when I look at it, and the music makes me dance. I love the book written by Bishop Michael Curry about the Great Commandment. I appreciate the thought and kind generosity that go into choosing and purchasing and wrapping and delivering gifts. And the gift that stands out for me this year is the garlic press. It is a great addition to my set of kitchen tools, and I love to cook with garlic. But that isn't the reason it stands out. It stands out because a couple of years ago, I gave this same gift to the friend who then bought it for me. She gave me something she herself had been given, a gift of the heart, just as the way love works. We give best what has been given to us. Throughout this past Advent season, we were told to wait, to watch, and to listen. And we did. We waited for God. We waited for Jesus. We waited for a vaccine. Each week in Advent, we watched as candles were lit all over the world. Candles for hope, peace, joy, and love. We watched our children enact the familiar story of the birth of Jesus. And we listened. We listened to the Gospel of Luke, which tells of the shepherds who were visited in the night by a whole lot of angels. It made them sore afraid. We listened to stories about Mary and Joseph and Elizabeth and Zechariah. Our Advent season was the beginning, the start, the birth. And now, after all the waiting, watching, and lighting of candles, after Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we are here in the season of Epiphany. This morning we heard the final chapter of the story of Jesus' birth, the part where the wise men find and visit Jesus. God appearing in the form of a baby must have been quite mysterious. And mystery runs throughout this birth story. It captures our attention and makes us think, how in the world did all of this happen? How can a barren woman have a baby? How can a young girl give birth to and raise the Savior of the world? The answers are not logical or scientific. The answer is, with God, all things are possible. In other words, have faith. We don't have to understand in order to believe. Things don't have to line up with the material world in order to change our spiritual lives. When we let go of the need to have things make sense, when we embrace faith in God, then we can deepen into this story and learn from it. Our faith comes from believing in what we cannot see, love. Faith is believing in God without the need for empirical proof. Faith does not need to be verified by the world. And it's a good thing, because we don't know everything. And we can't figure out the whys and wherefores of every event. Enter the wise men. There aren't too many historical facts about who they were, and the Bible doesn't even specify that there were three of them. Scholars have differing opinions about them and argue about where exactly they were from. Persia, India, Babylon, Arabia. But their country of origin doesn't matter to our faith. The wise men have been referred to as magicians, astrologers, kings, sorcerers, sages. But their titles don't matter to our faith. What does matter to our faith is that they followed the light. They saw the star in Bethlehem because they had been following it since its rising, since its birth. Because they were able to do what they loved, watch the night sky and track the stars. As they followed their passion, they found the light. And then they paid serious attention to their intuition in the form of a dream and took another road home to live another day and spread the love of God. Their intentions were pure, and they saw God. King Herod was focused on his own power and title. He did not embrace a possible colleague in Jesus. He did not look forward to a partnership or collaboration with this new potential ruler. And so he could not see the true inner light shining through the star. He had to look for Jesus in another way, and that way did not ultimately work for him. King Herod's way caused destruction, as we read later on in Matthew's gospel. Herod's desperation to keep all that he had kept him from seeing what he could have: love. There is hope in this story, hope in the outcome of hard work, hope in the ways God works within each of us, hope in the ways we work together. Watch and wait and listen and learn. The Magi knew their skill of astrology and used it to find Jesus. Your God-given gifts will help you to do the same. Explore your passions. They will lead you to fullness of life. And of course, there is love. All of the best stories are about love. And if this year is the first time you have heard this narrative, or if you know it by heart, this story is about you. We can each find ourselves within it from time to time throughout our lives. At one point, we might feel like Mary, overwhelmed by all that the angel told her would happen. Or we might feel like the angel, sharing good news with someone we love. Perhaps it is time for a change in your life, and like the wise men, you choose to travel by a different road. Or maybe you put yourself in the fields with the shepherds, or at the manger with Joseph. Wherever you find yourself in this story, feel what resonates with you. Find your new life in the ways God is working in this story. Because God is always working. in the beginnings of love in Advent, and in the manifestation of love in Epiphany. When God appears in your life, whether in the form of an innocent baby or a glorious, brightly lit angel, you are in for the treat of the gift of new life. New life is exciting, and new life can be scary. Tradition and familiarity are comforting, but they aren't always right for us in the moment. Taking a new step and trying something different can cause apprehension and trepidation. But once you work through it, you can meet that offer of new life, and you may be surprised at how great it is. The wise men brought treasure and laid it at the feet of Jesus. They brought gold, which is offered to a teacher of wisdom as a symbol of appreciation. The wise men knew the great value of God's liberating truth, and their gift acknowledged Jesus as a divine spiritual teacher. They brought frankincense, a symbol of devotion. It is the fragrance of the heart's love. The Magi offered this to Jesus, acknowledging him as the one through whom God's guidance and blessings flow into our world. They brought myrrh, which foreshadowed the end of Jesus' life, a recognition of the bitter trial and crucifixion he would endure. The actual gifts the Magi brought were not as important as the reason that they brought them: to honor, to worship, to acknowledge. And then they took a different road home. Perhaps my favorite part of the symbolism in this story: after having seen the light of Christ, after having knelt down at the feet of this light of God, how could anyone's life not be changed? It's what we resist, change. It's what we argue about, change. And yet it's what we yearn for in our faith, isn't it? To be changed by the overwhelming and all-encompassing love of God. To have that experience that sets us on a new path. It takes a lot of courage to change your way to the way of God. Follow the light. Be curious about what the star of God's light will do for you and how it will change your life. Stop and reflect on this. Let your imagination run wild with the possibilities, hopes, and goals of 2021. Attune to your dreams. Pay attention to what brings you joy. Listen. Make space for all of the opportunities presented to you. Ask questions of God and of yourself. Be open and wonder at all that is possible with God. Remain curious about how God and love are working within you. The age-old story of Jesus' birth continues to reverberate in our lives. It speaks to us in our various places and stages of life and offers us wisdom and insight. The core message remains the same: faith, hope, love. Sometimes we need the assurance of hope, the stability of faith. Always we need love. To give and to receive. when we can keep the resonance of love alive within us, then it becomes the pattern of our life. Work toward this. Use your passion to see and show the brightness of the star of God's love shining in the world. Think about what you have learned from waiting, watching, and listening. Ponder how God has been revealed to you in these past few weeks. Give back the good that was given to you by doing something with what you learned in 2020. If someone was kind to you, return the kindness. If someone reached out to you, reach out to another. Look closely at the gifts you have been given. Be grateful and thankful. Recognize that gift you have been given that resonates on every level, and find a way to offer something similar with the same spirit of love. Most especially, return joy, laughter, and peace. Love and peace in the world. Start with love and peace in each individual heart. Bit by bit, these seemingly small offerings make a difference in our world. We are made stronger by love. We are made better by love. And we are surviving in love. This is the story to embrace. Love in the world. Make it the center and life-giving core of who you are, beloved of God and beloved of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.